The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Hump Day morning. It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. And so glad that you could join us today because, as usual, we're loaded up with Hump Day news, all brought to you by the Power Mall, where we've got 10% off of the following products: White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits. This is kind of the last chance for you to get what's left in stock, so we're discounting them. Willard Water Plant Catalyst. I'm holding up a bottle of that right here. It's a big bottle. It's 32 fluid ounces. That'll get your plants going if nothing else does. North American Urban Spice products this week. We had Justin Porter on yesterday. Good Health Naturally products this week. Lindsay Powers. She's no relation to Austin Powers. No, Lindsay Powers from Good Health Naturally products will be on today in our next hour to talk about Good Health Naturally products and 10% off a Miracle 2 22-ounce products this week. In addition to the Daily Deal. That's right. Ning, 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 ning. You go on thepowermall.com. The Daily Deal is there. You click on the tab and enjoy more savings. And, of course, we have the Spring Sale 15% off allergy relief products, which, of course, we talked about Sinew Orega yesterday with Justin Porter. Oregonol Juice, Silver Mist Humidifier Additive, Quercetin, Latero Flora Probiotic, Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic, and OptiVita Digestive Enzymes. Now, understand something. When the Power Mall opens next hour, you can call 877-817-9829 and understand that we are at the Power Hour, a 100% reader-supported platform without website advertisements, you know. Without your support, we wouldn't exist. So if you see the buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour banner come up, you can click on that. If you want permanent discounts at the Power Mall because you shop there, all you have to do is become a level 2 or 3 supporter, and you get that. We also have the Joyce Riley coffee mug. As a matter of fact, it's a limited edition coffee mug, free with all donations of $100 or more. And we will send that to you, free shipping. Yep. So anyway, understand that's where we're coming from. I'll give you a little demo of that mug here in our next segment so you can see it. Let's see what else is happening here in the world news. Not a whole lot happening today, except for food prices skyrocketing, according to officials in the United Kingdom. British households have been hit with a record jump in food prices as decades high inflation continues to cripple the economy. Fresh food prices soared by, you ready for this, 17.8%. last month on an annual basis, while prices for tinned goods, you know, they come in a tin can, and other store cupboard items accelerated by 12.9%. Hey, bloody hell, I can't survive over here. Yeah, I'm going to have to move to America. Well, let's hope not. We already have enough of that going on. It's going to get worse this week, too. Israel renews air attacks on the Gaza Strip, at least one Palestinian killed and two wounded, according to local media. As attacks continue, desperate Iranians are selling organs for up to 12,000 pounds due to the country's economic crisis. Unbelievable. Reports are claiming that people are selling kidneys, livers, corneas, bone marrow, sperm, and ovum to support their families or pay for medical bills, fetching 5,500 pounds, that's about $7,000 to $15,000 per organ. Iran International cited local news and saying middlemen inside the million-dollar industry would buy organs to send on to countries like the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and Iraq. Wow, what a way to make a living. Quick way to make a buck, huh? Please don't take that as a cue. Wow. Saying special prayers for those of you this morning that are afflicted, that are on feeding tubes, listening to our show, those in Tennessee, you know who you are. They're dutifully taking care of their loved one on a feeding tube. And we want to say prayers for that, that, you know, they continue to improve and get healthy so they can feed themselves. Father, we just lift the situation up and thank you for this country and for everything that's going on right now, that your hand and hedge of protection is upon us. As this Thursday looks like it's not going to be a pleasant thing, but you're going to give us the power to withstand it. We just pray for our hedge of protection in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you. Can I get an amen on that? You're going to find when all of a sudden that Title 42 goes away. And of course, the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, that goes away. And we got 35,000 people waiting at the border right now to come rushing into El Paso. I'll get to that in a minute. A jury in New York has found former President Donald Trump liable for sexual abuse and battery of writer E. Jean Carroll 3 decades ago, though not liable for rape, and awarded $5 million in civil damages against him. You see, I told you that they were going to do this. Anti-Trump lawyer George Conway and Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman and associated late convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein backed that lawsuit. And so President Trump, his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, says that they're going to appeal that verdict, especially the award. $5 million, $3 million for defamation, $2 million for the civil battery charge. There was nothing criminal about it, all right? He didn't rape her. That already figured it out. You know, she lied about that. But he lied about, apparently, from what the jury said, that he sexually abused her. I don't know, you know. We don't know. We weren't there. Nobody else was either. It's just tit for tat, his word against hers. Meanwhile, President Trump has promoted his meeting tonight in New Hampshire at a CNN town hall, but issued a word of warning about what might happen. And, of course, CNN wants to get those fantastic Trump ratings once again. So they made me a deal I couldn't refuse. Could be the beginning of a new and vibrant CNN with no more fake news, or it could turn into a disaster for all, including me, Trump wrote on Truth Social. Let's see what happens. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. So didn't elaborate on the deal, just said there's a deal on the table. CNN and, you know, their Warner Brothers CEO, David Zaslav, pushed back against allegations by the Democrats who are, you can't have him on CNN. That's reserved only for Democrats and people that are framing the narrative. You can't have him on there. Where Zaslav said, hey, it's an opportunity to allow both voices to be heard before the election. He's the front runner. He has to be on our network. What Zaslav told CNBC last Friday. Yeah, that's been a big problem over there at CNBC, too. Got to wonder about some of the stuff going on over there. They have parted ways with anchor Hadley Gamble after she accused former NBC Universal CEO Jeff Shell of sexual harassment. So not only did they fire him, but now she's gone, too. Yeah, they described Gamble as a disgruntled journalist with deep experience in the Middle East and beyond. CNBC wished her a prosperous future. Yeah, she's not going to get the future that Tucker Carlson's going to get, I guarantee you that. Alan Dershowitz, in the meantime, is saying that there's no way the case against Trump in Fulton County, Georgia, can be successful. He might have some more serious trouble with some of his other cases, but not this one. That's a civil case, probably be resolved civilly by some kind of settlement, according to what Dershowitz has said. This is on this $250 million civil fraud lawsuit brought by New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James. for overvaluing the family's real estate assets by billions of dollars. Like I said, they're all doing this to throw him off his game. The more of this that they can have coming at him, and the worse they can make him look, the less people want to vote for him. And if he gets on CNN and starts patting himself on the back again, they're going to, I have a feeling, have a field day with the former president and try and humiliate and make fun of him on this town hall. I don't. Oh, well, whatever. You just take it for what it's worth, okay? Tucker has announced he's going to be soon broadcasting a show on Twitter, which he called one of the few English-speaking outlets that still allows free speech. Yeah. So he and Elon have hooked up. He also, remember, hired Brian Friedman, who is one of these entertainment attorneys that's really, really good at getting people out of contracts with networks. Tucker Carlson's lawyers have accused Fox News of fraud and breach of contract and requested the network take immediate steps to preserve all existing documents and data relevant to its relationship with Carlson, according to a news report. Fox is, of course, trying to prevent Carlson from ending his contract, which runs through January 2025, and starting a new show. They're trying to put an end to that. You remember New York Representative George Santos, the one that basically embellished his resume and got elected? Well, federal prosecutors have indicted him on unknown criminal charges, according to CNN. They were filed under seal, but we have a distinct feeling it's got something to do with violating campaign election laws. An unaccompanied alien child released into the United States from the southern border by former President Obama's Department of Homeland Security in 2009 is now being held in the Yolo County, California jail, charged with murdering two men and attempting to murder a 64-year-old woman. See, they let him out. Let him in, and this is what they're doing, all right? Now we talk about this thing that's going to happen Thursday. That's tomorrow. For those of you, El Paso's shelter director, John Martin, stated there is a humanitarian crisis in El Paso. We've never seen the situation as critical as it is now. We're overwhelmed. They're expecting the worst. We got several partners within the community. All the emergency shelters are operating at or over capacity. To give you an example of our situation with the Opportunity Center for the Homeless, we got 200 inside the shelter, and we've had up to 810 outside camped in the alley. And now they're going to open the floodgates, cross the Juarez Bridge, 35,000. Wow. Almost choked on that one. 35,000 are going to come across that bridge. They think that they're going to have troops there. DV Kid, who finds it inconvenient to be on our show, has posted a News with Views opinion talking about how the GOP in Texas have pretty much allowed this to happen. They're doing nothing between them and Governor Do Nothing Abbott. They're just going to let these people come in here. And generally, what I see happening, you may disagree. You have every opportunity to call up and comment on it, 844-769-2944. While we give you the opportunity to do that, of course, we have freedom of speech, at least for now. Now, understand also, the situation there when the 35,000 come into the country, what do you think they're going to do? Now, here you've got an unaccompanied alien child now grown up, because, you know, 2009 to 2023, this is Carlos Dominguez, a 21-year-old unaccompanied alien child from El Salvador, pleaded not guilty, of course. Well, what do you think all these other? We have 7,400 gotaways, so they say. How do they know there's 7,400 gotaways? That's what I want to know. Well, we saw them running through the briars, and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Yeah. So here's the thing. When Title 42 ends tomorrow, 35,000 are going to rush the border, and they're going to try to process them. Some of them may get away. They're going to get across that Juarez Bridge, and they're going to migrate right through El Paso. And, of course, you know, the thing that Texas has been doing is, like, taking these border crossers. Governor Abbott has bused more than 8,000 of them to Chicago. And Mayor Lori Lightweight has declared an emergency as the city has hit its breaking point. Hey, you said you were a sanctuary city. Don't you think that's on her? Yeah, they're expected to absorb close to 10,000 border crossers and illegal aliens every single day. Yeah, 10,000 border crossers and illegal aliens in Chicago every single day when Title 42 ends tomorrow. Now, Title 42 has been used to immediately remove illegal aliens arriving at the border. It's one of the Biden administration's last few border controls, but see, it's all deliberate. Everything they're doing is deliberate. It's all part of the effort to further multiculturalize America. Then they want to make them all legal, but, you know, good luck finding half of them. When they get into this country tomorrow, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go emergency shop today. Because you don't know what these people are going to do, especially if they find themselves chasing or being chased across the border and they become a gotaway, or they can just come in and give phony credentials or phony ID and or run, trying to mob the border and get past guards and get past whatever. I don't think they won't try. And they'll it'll happen from other places across Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California as well. They will try to come into this country illegally, undetected, and they will migrate to the major cities. So if you happen to live anywhere in or near a major city, a major hub, especially a blue state sanctuary city, I'd go shopping today and get emergency supplies because you don't know what they're going to do. They could end up going to the grocery store and shoplifting food and causing commotions to do it, to draw attention away from those. You know, they'll come in and just start mobbing stores. You don't know what they're going to do. It's unpredictable. You have to think outside the box here.
Oh, no, Dave, nothing's going to happen like that. They're going to be all nice and peaceful, and they're not going to kill anyone, and they're not going to break into people's homes. And
no, they have a history of doing it. Ask anybody down at the border about illegal immigrants trespassing on their property and the damage they've created. Trashing and smashing up wells. You know, those things are expensive. The average well is about $30,000, and they go in there and just trash it. You know, you break it and make it not functional. That means that they got to pay to have somebody come out and fix the damage. Sometimes, you know, you're talking about $2,500, $3,000. It's not worth filing on your insurance. That's got to come out of somebody's pocket. And then they'll break into their house. They'll break into their barns. They'll steal things. You don't know what these people are going to do. They might come across armed. We don't know what the cartels are going to do. If they're going to arm half these people, especially the ones that sneak in here. Now you got all these people toting guns illegally in this country. Now what do you think they're going to do with the guns? Seriously? Lock and load, buddy, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like I say, most of these states, most of them, except for California, are stand your ground states. And if you don't know what that means, I think you need to go look it up. Because if you feel like your life, your liberty, your property, or whatever has been threatened, you have the right to retaliate physically using physical force. Understand that if you have a way to secure your property, you best do that by tomorrow, especially if you're in a border area. That means if you have the ability to lock your front gate and you have your property fenced, oh, let me guess, you live in a subdivision inside of a city. Well, we can't help you. Do you have extra locks on your door? Your deadbolt strengthened? You got strike plates? You know, see, they're going to flood the major cities because they can hide there. They can blend in major cities. So El Paso is going to see a huge influx. My buddy just said their homeless camp set up 2 miles away from his house. He's never seen anything like it. We're just like, dude, don't go out of your house on Thursday. You go downtown, you're about to find out just how serious it is. We don't know. It's unpredictable at this point. I mean, we're just talking about 35,000 coming across the Juarez Bridge into El Paso. We're not talking about all the rest of them, 400,000 or so, maybe even more, that are all at all the other border crossing points. We don't know. Governor Greg Abbott has ordered an increase in the busing of migrants from Texas to Chicago, New York, and Philly. The first bus of 50 migrants arrived in Chicago late yesterday morning after a journey from Laredo, Texas. This is why Lori Lightweight is now going, we can't handle anymore. Well, you opened your floodgates. You opened your mouth and said you're a sanctuary city. You asked for it. And now we've got Rockland County's New York executive, Ed Day, screaming at Mayor Eric Adams in New York, saying you didn't warn us about your plan to send migrants to Rockland County after you decided you wanted New York to be a sanctuary city. Now he realized he bit off more than he chew and he can't handle it. And now they're sending illegal immigrants up to Rockland County, New York. And Rockland County is like, we are not ready for this. You're going to put how many of these things in a local hotel? Really? These people are just, you know, they don't know what they love the idea of multiculturalism, because then they can try and convert all of this, all these people into U.S. citizens overnight so they can vote for Biden. They're going to realize exactly what the proverbial caca hits the fan. We're literally, Border Patrol agents are mad right now after the Biden regime tips off dangerous illegals on what entry points to avoid as 700,000 to 1 million illegals gather to storm the U.S. border. Do you realize exactly what I just said? There are certain executives in big border counties in Arizona. They've had briefings with Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs. Literally, they are prepared. 700,000 to 1 million illegal aliens are prepared to storm the border when Title 42 ends at the end of today. This is Biden's plan. He orchestrated it. And now the Biden regime is tipping off dangerous illegal invaders about what entry points to avoid. This, according to Fox News reporter Bill Malugin. Wow. And now it's frustrated Border Patrol agents. And here we have Abbott with 545 National Guardsmen. What are they going to do down there? This is nuts. People, you need to prepare for this. I'm telling you, this is a warning. We're about to be invaded. Do you understand what I just said? And they're going to take these people and they're going to filter into the large cities in America. And it's not going to stop because Title 42, literally, you know, we have the opportunity to just turn these people back. We're not doing it. And our, according to Devi, the GOP legislators in Texas have sold out America. As a matter of fact, we just found out Jeff Leach, remember that? We had Paul Davis on the show last week. They sued him for making defamatory comments about Texas. Well, now they have a new House bill they've just introduced. Yep, by Congress Representative Schofield. Amendment number by Leach to House Bill 3474, committee report. The following line, for inserting the following article, service of process. The Civil Practice and Remedies Code is amended by adding the following. Section 30.0035, personal service and process during legislative proceeding prohibited. Here's how the citation reads. Here it is. A person may not serve citation or other civil process in person on a member, officer, or employee of the Senate or House of Representatives during any legislative proceeding. A court shall quash any service made in violation of this section. The Supreme Court shall revoke the certification of a process server who violates this section. The section is not subject to Section 22.004 Government Code. Isn't that amazing how all of a sudden they're passing legislation to keep themselves from being served because the process server knew where Jeff Leach was, as we told you last week, and he went in, signed up to speak, and went and served Representative Leach with a lawsuit from Paul Davis, who we had on the show. This is how these GOP legislators don't give a damn about you, me, or anybody else. You can tell who they all are. They're all D.C. wannabes. They all think, oh, we owe our allegiance to Washington, not the voters of Texas. You people need to wake up. You're about to find a very hard truth with all of this crap going on here. Tim in Michigan, you're on. How you doing?
Hey, Slowpoke Rodriguez is the slowest mouse in all of Mexico, but he carry it gone. Just remember that.
Yep.
Hey, all this is you got it right. The cities are going to come unglued. It's all coming down. And then when the cities start coming unglued, they're going to call the blue helmets in who will have will probably be mostly Chinese. And bing, bang, you got it.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, that's what's happening. But the problem is what I have is not with the people coming to the border. What have we done in South America to force these people to leave their homes? I mean, think about what's going on down there.
We've implemented socialistic policies. It's crazy down there. We've implemented socialism down there. We've assisted the governments in turning them into socialist countries, and they're all headed here trying to escape it. And what they don't understand is there is no safe place to go when you have a government here, including the rhinos in Washington, D.C., that are trying to do the same bloody thing to this country that they're doing down there. Isn't that true?
It's true, but the only hope we have with the Latinos coming to the North is that they are Catholic. They do believe in God. They do believe in family. And I'm not saying there isn't a high percentage or a percentage coming up that are flat-out evil. But just remember, mixed in amongst them are God-fearing people.
We can only hope, Tim. We can only hope. It's crazy just the way they're talking about in the House now. Members of the House are set to vote this week on new legislation that would greatly increase the federal government's power over private businesses, workers, and U.S. citizens. The new immigration bill is a Trojan horse for E-Verify. It's a threat to all Americans. We'll talk about that. It's government surveillance, folks. It's coming at you. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, hump day, May 10th, 2023. We are less than 24 hours away from a major invasion, and it's going to get worse. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives are set to vote this week on new legislation that would greatly increase the federal government's power over private businesses, workers, and U.S. citizens. Understand what this is now. This is the Border Security and Enforcement Act of 2023, H.R. 2640. Make a note of it. You need to be calling your congressman. It's being marketed as a bill to secure the border. Much of the bill contains reasonable provisions allowing state attorneys general the authority to sue the federal government for refusing to detain illegal aliens. Other provisions include denying asylum and residency to known criminals. In many ways, it's an effort to rein in the executive branch's control over immigration policy. However, the legislation contains a provision mandating nationwide use of E-Verify. Understand what that means. It's essentially a federal surveillance program that determines whether or not a person can be legally employed in the United States. Every American would require the federal government's permission to work. So long as Border Security and Enforcement Act contains these E-Verify provisions, the bill presents a clear and present danger to basic American freedoms and property rights. The expansion of it would also go a long way in helping the federal government build essential infrastructure that in the future could be used to implement social credit scores or restrictions on employment for those who refuse federally mandated vaccines or other mandates. Don't know if you know anything about E-Verify. It was initially implemented in 1997 as a program designed to prevent companies from employing foreign nationals who entered the U.S. illegally. Ron DeSantis repeatedly pushed to further regulate and surveil private businesses with universal E-Verify. Some states, such as Colorado, have implemented alternative but similar state-administered programs. And this is the thing. This E-Verify is like another form of federal spying apparatus implemented and deployed against virtually all Americans. You cannot allow that provision of this bill to pass. Start making phone calls to your congresspeople and telling them, put a poison pill in there, do something, knock out that E-Verify. It can't happen. Chance in West Virginia, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave Meister. Can you hear me?
I can.
Well, Dave Meister, tomorrow you might want to open up your show by playing Taps as your theme song.
Yeah.
You know, I don't blame the commies for doing this, because this is what commies do. I blame the American people for sitting back on their fat asses all these years and just waiting for the next election, saying, oh, if I can get my man in, this will all stop. Well, as Gomer Pyle would say, what did he say? Surprise, surprise.
Surprise. Gomer, is that you? You're going to hell for that one. Yeah.
It's a coming. So like I said, maybe you should open up tomorrow's show with the Taps theme.
I should open it up with Gomer Pyle's theme.
Yeah.
Hogan's Heroes. We're all going to be in Stalag 13 at some point in time in the future. I got a feeling if this stuff keeps up.
Oh, yes, we will. And with that, Dave, try to put on a happy face and have a good day. Don't forget.
If you're watching me on camera, I am smiling, Chance.
I'm not watching. I don't have face. Well, have a good day, nevertheless,
Thank
Dave.
You,
it's
sir.
A sad day for America. Sad day for America tomorrow.
Yep, sure is. At midnight, it's over, man. At midnight, they're going to, you watch, they'll start storming the border before midnight. Wow. CIA may have solicited signature for letter undermining Hunter Biden's story, according to a report. Didn't we already know this? The 65-page interim report compiled by the Judiciary Committee, Intel Committee, and Weaponization of Federal Government Select Subcommittee. Wow, they all have something. They all have a committee. Contains a wealth of detail about the orchestration of the statement, according to copy Breitbart News obtained in advance of its anticipated release later today. So the CIA was all about, let's get these signatures of these 51 former intelligence officials. It's all the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. It wasn't. And you talk about some weird stuff going on. Rashida Tlaib, she was planning on what people are saying was an anti-Semitic boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. This deal today, she was going to have an event which accuses Zionist militias of violently expelling Palestinians from the region when Israel was created in 1948. Maintaining Israel continues to brutalize Palestinians. And she's definitely anti-Semitic. So what did Kevin McCarthy do? He canceled her event at the U.S. Capitol, and it's going to host a bipartisan discussion to honor the 75th anniversary of the U.S.-Israel relationship. So you take one out and put one in, one anti out, one pro in. That's what you call cancel culture. So Ms. Tlaib doesn't get to talk about. She didn't have it talk about what Israel's doing wrong. Can't have that. You know, tit for tat, it's what it is. This E-Verify thing's got me, man. This is one more tool they can use to prevent honest people from being part of society. This is pretty scary stuff. You better get on the phone and make some phone calls. I know this has got a lot of you bumming, or you're at least looking at what's going on here. You have something to add, 844-769-2944. Dave in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. I got something for you here, I think. This latest is LGBTQIA+, right?
Yeah.
I think that's okay. That's the liberal version. Here's the conservative version. LGBTQBS.
Uh-huh.
Everybody ought to get out their bumper stickers and make one of them up and stick it in the back of your vehicle. LGBTQBS.
Yeah, there you go. We appreciate that. Thanks for that idea. Somebody out there is going to do it. They'll put a smiley face on there too, Dave. Maybe they'll put a smiley face on with lipstick. Who knows? Appreciate your idea there. Somebody, let's get creative out there. Why don't we? Joe in Arkansas, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. What I don't like about the E-Verify is that the federal government's job is to enforce the immigration laws. So I think if you have a business in the interior of the country, you should be able to assume that the federal government is enforcing the immigration laws and that anybody that comes to you for a job is in the country legally. So it looks like to me what E-Verify is doing is making private businesses, you know, it's putting them in place of the federal government, trying to get them to enforce the immigration laws, which the federal government should be enforcing.
Good take. Love it. Great. I love it when people think outside the box. This is exactly what they're doing, is making small businesses spend extra time enforcing federal law. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Love okay. People, I wanted to make that
love
comment.
It when you think outside the box there, Joe. What else?
No, that's all. That's all I called about today.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I love the input. Thank you. God bless you for that. You know, this is just, it's insane what's going on here. They have been beating up all those government in Nashville. They've been beating them up trying to get Audrey Hale's manifesto and writings. She's the one that shot up the Christian school, right? Well, the FBI is denying requests for that because apparently it would interfere with enforcement proceedings. Nah. Yeah, they won't release it because they don't want to tell people and get everybody else all riled up, because other people may go, hey, I think I agree with that. Let's go shoot up another school. See, they don't want, they see the writing on the wall, right? It's just this thing, the mall shooter up in Allen, Texas, do you know he was level 3 security certified to carry a gun? You want to talk about enforcement of the law and what's not happening when they don't enforce the current legislation on the books? They want to take away all these assault weapons, yet they can't sit there and say, hey, wait a minute, this guy, military, see, they're not sharing information. The guy had mental problems and they discharged him from the military, yet he was able to go out and buy guns. The security guard, after he had problems, mental problems, that discharged him from the Army, nobody's asking any questions. What they don't want to tell you is the government is responsible for that mistake. They don't want to take the blame for that. And see, every time one of these things happens, it gives the left the way to go scream bloody murder. And see, whenever they push gun control, everybody runs out and buys guns. April background checks, as a matter of fact, sales were up 1% from April last year, where states and their politicians are cracking down on law-abiding gun owners. Oh, man, I mean, they're going crazy. Oregon, as a matter of fact, saw 43,000 background checks performed compared to just under 28,000 the previous year, which is a 56% jump. And of course, in Texas, of course, where all this happened, Justin Holland, a Republican from Rockwall, has caved to gun controllers' money and voted support of House Bill 2744, to raise the minimum purchase age for AR-15s and similar semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. Somebody needs to attack that legislation. You know, we can draft people 18 years of age and hand them a gun to serve in the military. The shooter was 33. Like, this is going to make a difference? What it's going to mean is your 18-year-old who's of legal age, age of majority to sign a contract, can't go out and defend himself or defend your homestead. Well, you're under 21. You can't have an AR-15 and defend yourself against these illegal aliens invading your property. They're trying to steal your car. Don't think that carjackings and car thefts aren't going to increase, because they are. These people need a way to get around, and they're going to do whatever it takes to steal your car, your food, your property, whatever it takes to survive once they get here. They are in desperation mode, folks. This is like flipping off the power, like what's going to happen in an EMP attack. You think I'm exaggerating here? How do you think people are going to behave when there's no electricity? They're going to go into desperation mode, the very same thing that all of these hundreds of thousands of immigrants poised to rush the border tomorrow are thinking, the same thing. They're in desperation mode. Get in here, get into a big city, blend in, hide, because that's where you can do the best, and then proceed to go do what you need to do to survive. That's desperation mode. It's not the Titanic syndrome where we're all hanging on a piece of driftwood hoping we don't drown. No, it's desperation mode. It's, I got to eat, I got to have a way to live, I got to have a way to get around. So they're gonna end up stealing a car. They're gonna end up breaking in. Don't think I'm not BSing you here. You need to be aware of what the possibilities are. And see, when they get them in the big cities, like Chicago and New York and Philly and everybody else that they're sending them to, you know, that's when the proverbial caca is gonna happen there. Don't think there won't be an uptick in crime, because there will be. Here's something else of interest here. An expert in economics is warning the Biden administration may be looking at ways to lock down your checking account, literally banning withdrawals from the banking system. Why is that? Because right now, there is a waterfall decline in M2. For those of you, M2 is deposits, not loans. The deposits fleeing the system. And this is what Hugh Hendry, explaining in an interview with Bloomberg Markets, the questions of mass panic and capital flight. He said, with the moves away from the U.S. banking system, which recently has seen several major institutions fail, is justified. The M2 money supply, which in part tracks money in liquid checking accounts, could convince the U.S. government to step in and prevent citizens from taking their capital out of the banking system. In other words, this is going to basically encourage bank runs, and the government has to reach out and stop it. And then they say, well, they're going to take all this money out, this deposit money, and they're going to put it into money market funds. Oh, my God. Folks, money market funds, if you know anything about it, are the worst performers in the stock market. And no matter what you do, if you put it in there with a money market manager, they're going to make money off of the trades going in and possibly coming out, depending on whether how you buy it. Money market funds have three different ways of coming in and going out when you put them in and you take them out. Ask your money manager to explain those to you. There's three different ways. Why would you even do that? This is why you see so many people buying junk silver, food, guns, and ammo. Homeless encampments are exploding in size all over America as rents soar and evictions surge. We talked to you about that yesterday. Yeah. Number of jobs cut during the first 3 months of this year, up 396%. People lose their jobs or their businesses, and they end up living in a tent. In Marin County, California, the average price of a home is $1.4 million. That's fine for Pelosi, but nobody else. One of the biggest homeless encampments in Marin County is now more than 2 miles long. Vast hordes of homeless people live there. Hundreds of locals in one of San Francisco's wealthiest counties have been forced to pack up their lives into RVs and trailers after being pushed out of the housing market. You watch, there will be all these people migrating out of California because of all of this. Anywhere where all this blue state sanctuary garbage is happening and people are losing their jobs because of all these restrictions and higher taxes are pushing people out. That should be a sign to all of those of you living in California. Maybe we need to rethink your future. What do you think? Got a comment on that? Phone lines are still open, 844-769-2944. And if that's not bad enough, we have an artificial intelligence expert saying AI could replace 80% of the jobs in the next few years. According to Ben Gertzel, a leading AI guru, he's a mathematician, cognitive scientist, and famed robot creator. He's 56 years old, founder and chief executive of Singularity Net. They are creating artificial general intelligence, or AGI, which is AI with human cognitive abilities. Don't think he's not making gobs of money. He is. Boy, when they can kill everybody and replace him with robots, well, then you've got billionaire tech investor Peter Thiel. Yeah. Telling independent journalist Barry Weiss on her podcast that when death comes knocking on his door, he's going to be cryogenically frozen. Yeah, he wants to be brought back to life in the future. How do you think that's going to work? And of course, we have an article on the email blast, in case you do get that, about Internet of Things forensic, what your smart home knows about you. Now there's something else you need to be looking at. Here, they want to have all these smart devices in your home, thermostat, TV, light bulb, air conditioner, refrigerator. Wow. How much data are they actually producing and who's getting it? And how people can access it if they want to? It's a lot. The FBI, in the meantime, is trying to knock out your ability to encrypt things when you're communicating with other people. Yeah. The Bureau is not asking state and local law enforcement how many times they were able to get into cell phones, tablets, or computers, despite the presence of encryption technology. This new skewed data collection rule is designed to further FBI's longstanding going dark narrative that encryption is making the Bureau's job next to impossible in terms of fighting crime, but that's a false narrative. Senior FBI officials will frequently say or do something that proves it so. Software encryption. Be careful using that. There we have a video on the email blast as well. U.S. farmers having land stolen for carbon dioxide carbon capture scam. Yeah, we got some interesting guides to laid-back gardening about ditching your spade, forget fertilizer, and listen to the weeds. About how life's much easier when we're with nature rather than against it. Interesting article there. Frank and pork. You ready for this? The FDA has approved gene-edited pigs for human consumption. We already have genetically modified salmon called frankenfish. That's been considered controversial for many years. That didn't stop the FDA from approving it. Bon appetit! Wow. Yeah, this CRISPR technology, pretty soon, you know, they're looking at your cattle. Better find the local community folks out there that are interested in not doing this. Gene-edited pigs, go figure. Wow. This fruit coating, Apeel, Bill Gates owns it, believe it or not. You wonder how he made all this money? Apeel Sciences was founded with a $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Other investors include the Rockefeller Foundation and the World Bank Group. You wonder what this stuff is? This is stuff that it's a protective coating, plant-based, that helps the produce you love stay fresh for longer. And, of course, it may keep the oxygen out and keep the moisture in, but comes with a price. Look for the Apeel Protected Produce sticker because it has heavy metals, carcinogens, trans fats, and potentially harmful linoleic acid in that coating. Ooh, can't wash it off either. Yeah, we got all sorts of health stories out here that you need to be aware of. Yeah, but should your child get root canals? Wow. We have another product out there from Good Health Naturally we'll be talking about in the next hour with Lindsay Powers, Sarah Enzyme DR 80,000 IU for pet health. Sarah Peptase is the best anti-inflammatory enzyme for supporting your pet's good health. I'm going to have to get me some of that. Put me down for three of them. I have a feeling I'm going to be going through that pretty quick with my dog. She's got a little hip dysplasia issue. I'm going to try it out and see how good it is, and we'll talk to Lindsay about that when we come back after all of these words. By the way, this guy named Ron Nessman, he was leaving a job interview at a California Applebee's when he spotted a baby stroller hurtling towards a busy road. He was leaving this job interview at Applebee's, and he sprinted into the street, stopped the stroller, and saved the child from harm. Landed his first job in years to cap off a story that's interrupted a U.S. news cycle dominated by headlines about mass killings, bitter partisan politics, and an invasion of our southern border. Wow. We'll be back with Lindsay Powers after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
To help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp. And the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals.